mounting criticism that lethal injection is cruel and outdated, Ohio has replaced it with a system that quickly and humanely rips off the heads of death row inmates using powerful robotic arms.
Bless.
Whoa, what's going on?
He's a podcasting intern.
A little heads up.
Podcasting shadow.
Little heads up, huh? Huh?
You know, I did all those radio shows, and now I've got a taste for it.
That's true. I don't know where you're gonna. I maybe sit on the plastic couch. Yeah. So what a weird week that was last week.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
And I know we're gonna this one's going up a little bit later than we would have liked. I feel like I say that every week, but we crave a consistent podding schedule, I promise. But last week was just fucked up, so I don't think we had it in us to do one, you know?
Yeah, it was like devastation nation.
It was.
I think we found our first problem with the plastic couch.
Yeah.
It's plastic. Yeah.
The fact that it's plastic.
Shh. I'm just gonna eat these Doritos.
Well, I guess we can get into it, right?
Yeah, what perfect subreddit to go into after last week's shit show.
Well, yeah, so there are
wait, what?
Hold on. Yeah, so there are a lot of options to discuss different political subreddits after such a fucking awful week. We didn't want to go fastball down the middle, and well, I still think at some point we need to do the Donald, because I have noticed an interesting trend with it where every once in a while I'll go to just all of Reddit and then go by either top of that minute or hour or whatever, or I will go with the newest. So you're just getting like a flood of whatever the newest thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Donald, granted we were in election cycle, but like, oh my God, it was so popular.
Yeah.
It's been up there for like a year though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but I don't,
you know what's funny? Like all the media is like, we got it wrong. Oh, they're not actually saying it. Everyone else is saying that the other media got it wrong, but they are the media.
Exactly.
But Reddit is the only one that got it right. If you looked at the Reddit list,
mm-hmm.
The number one Reddit for like the last year was the Donald. Well, that's kind of all you needed to know.
Everybody was shitting on Hillary for like Reddit fucking hated Hillary.
Yeah.
Clinton. So, I think they nailed it. But you know, I will say that this is why people don't like Reddit. This is why social justice warriors don't like Reddit. It's because there are shitheads on Reddit. And there are a lot of, like, the worst kind of Trump supporter,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I watched... have you guys been watching Black Mirror, this new season of Black
First
Mirror?
First episode no, of the I new season.
Oh, my God. Man. It's... Dude.
It's really good.
It's really good, and, like, I mean, you got to take a bath after every one of those episodes.
Oh.
But there's one, I think it's the third or fourth episode. It's really brutal, and it's... And it, like, all has to do... It has to do with, like, trolls in the worst way, like kind of those anarchist Mr. Robot style trolls where there isn't a rhyme or reason for what they're doing. They're mm-hmm. just doing it and like to be, not to be monsters, but to like fuck with people for their own, for like to stretch their power wings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, the reason I bring that up is because the Donald is very popular, and I think it's there was a lot of people like indiscriminately hating on the Clintons, and granted, I think it's also like conspiracy theory, and it's a lot of the things you would expect. But it's a bummer, man. Fuck me.
It's a free hate forum.
Mm-hmm.
It is at moments a free hate forum. But all of that said, that's why today, instead of getting into the Donald or getting into neutral politics, which would have been another another good sub to do at some point,
mm-hmm.
which that one is all about. I mean, obviously everything is so binary in our reasoning with the political cycle. Neutral politics is just kind of, I wouldn't even say just the facts, because obviously facts have become like liberal propaganda in this political cycle, but it's like,
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, no, it's like, questions and like it's just neutral politics. It's very, very neutral. It's about as neutral as it can get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that one. But we're not doing that one either. So now we're going to do not the onion, right? So this one, well, take a step back. Where did you read it? I'm so sorry I didn't do that earlier. Every week.
What? Did you Reddit?
I know.
Every what
week,
is it?
Every Who week you? We discuss Reddit and the internet and internet culture by virtue of Reddit and because of Reddit. So it's your dad. We've got dog boobs in my left and my free day to my extra left. The other side of the table.
Extra left. So far, so left, you get right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're maybe technically to my right now. I'm,
that's right.
According to geometry?
Yeah.
I think we're talking
if
about...
If we're a triangle.
We're talking about a circle.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Oh, that... Yeah.
We are.
There that are makes no sides. Sense.
It just keeps going.
No one needs to know how we sit.
Exactly. That's actually very true.
And did you guys know really we had...
It is not important.
A Democratic president with Jimmy Carter, and then 12 years of Republicans with Reagan and Bush, and then right. 8 years of Democrats with Bill Clinton, and then 8 years of Republicans with Bush, too.
Right.
And then 8 years of Democrats with Barack. And now, I mean, I'm just saying the cycle is true.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're on cycle. Well, so everyone's people, like, people get everyone's bored. Like freaking out. And they're like, yeah. And it's like, nothing's changed. It's yeah. We're just repeating cycle for the last 30 years.
But what has changed is
how come nobody,
the nominee.
Yeah.
The nominee is not a Republican.
If this was like Mitt Romney,
see,
I would
I'm like
be
moneyballing
okay.
this thing. I'm just looking at the stats.
Yeah.
Like the stats all pointed towards a Republican president.
Which is why a lot of people were saying the DNC was foolish to push for a candidate that was so risky.
Well, but that was the problem is they didn't. They didn't like the risky. I mean, the answer to Donald Trump would have been Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And they kind of...
And they fucked it up because they were just like, you silly man.
Yeah.
What's cool about the Republican Party is that they got their Bernie Sanders in. The Democrats didn't get their Donald Trump in. They stuck and threw,
true.
They threw him... Like, they actually got their Bernie Sanders in.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's very true.
They let it happen. The DNC didn't let it happen.
Yeah.
So... I don't know what that says, but anything,
well, I think the DNC. I mean, fuck. This
Republicans
will be, this
are a bunch of cowboys,
last.
Goddamn cowboys.
They really are.
Woo!
This will be the last. I think we probably. Well, it won't be the last. We talk about this because it's
Moneyball.
Talking about it all
statistics.
The time. But I think Debbie Wasserman Schultz should be shunned from modern society because
she should have to fight Harambe's child.
She really should
in a
she,
death match.
She, does Harambe have a son?
Oh, nope, man. Most people aren't talking about this yet.
Oh, whoa.
He slept with a lot of female gorillas.
I bet.
And I bet he did.
The genetic testing's out.
Oh, man.
But we're looking into it.
We're looking into it.
I feel like it's a big deal when baby gorillas are born. It's like one of those things that zoos
make a huge
thing. It's
like a human
huge,
being
huge
born.
Thing. Yeah. Well,
except we need a bunch of doctors. They just...
Yeah, they just are walking and swinging from trees and... The next 30 minutes.
God, we're such losers.
We are. But we need to cultivate our thick brains.
That's true.
That's true.
It takes time.
Maybe, I bet the rest of the animal kingdom thinks of us as the fucking nerd spelling bee geeks.
Yeah.
They're like, nobody hangs out with us. They're like, these fucking nerds, dude.
They're so dumb. They just hang out while their brain grows.
Appetizers.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're not talking about any of that today. So what we're talking about is not the onion.
What's this, like a veg? Is it like a farming site?
Right. Yeah.
What's going on here?
This is where people post spherical vegetables and other people.
That's weird eggs.
Let them know.
That's weird eggs.
Whether or not it is in, or isn't an onion.
I got a question for you guys. Is or is not this an onion? No, that's that's a baseball.
It's a baseball.
Shit.
Upload it to Not the Onion. Yeah.
That would actually be amazing.
Not an
amazing
onion.
Amazing sub, yeah.
Is this the onion?
I wonder.
Just not an onion, not the onion.
I'm going to just check and see if they did not.
Oh, man. If this is already a sub, our faith in Reddit is justified.
You guys, there is.
Really?
Yeah. Things that aren't onion.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Not an onion.
Everything I've ever doubted about Reddit, it was just validated.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
So, just so you know, we're on Not the Onion, Reddit's finest news source,
yeah,
as opposed to Not an Onion,
which is just a site onions.
About people.
Are they actually onions or are they not onions?
They are 13 onions.
But they're not onions on the
site. But not an onion is the purpose of... Maybe they're a group of onions that are like, nice try, you're not an onion. I don't know. I don't know. There aren't rules.
Maybe we're gonna should we spend the whole episode digging into that one instead?
Well,
not an onion?
There is one rule. Post
our
picture
segment
of something that
be
is
pissed,
not an onion.
Okay.
What is it?
Post a picture of something that is not an onion, and that's the only rule.
It's the only rule.
And there are only 5 posts.
What are the posts?
The first post is...
I like the sub.
A picture, like a stock image of white business people fighting over a table, and it says, both sides are not onions, but the argument became who was closer to being an onion. That's kind of funny. So excited about being almost an onion, but they weren't sure. People just pointing at their elbows. It makes no sense. Most likely not onions, but I'm not 100% sure. 2 people high-fiving each other. This is a stool and is not an onion. And it's a picture of a stool.
Well, I guess that's not an onion.
Yeah.
What is Not the Onion?
Okay, yeah, we need to get into this. So Not the Onion. So I guess for... anybody listening that is unfamiliar with the topic at hand, The Onion is a satirical news source. It's really the best satirical publication in the world, I would say. Like, they're so fucking spot on and so funny, and everything they do is made of gold. But they are a satirical news source, so their headlines are always... so hilarious and out there, and really, I mean, people don't really read The Onion for the article. They only read them for the headlines, right? So give us an example one right now.
Like a one that's really on The Onion right now is, like, the top thing is deep sea Godiva rig taps world's largest offshore ganache deposit in Brussels.
So it, like, that's really silly, but it, like, it, there, what I love about The Onion and their, what I love even more about Clickhole is Clickhole is The Onion's clickbait sister site, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they really paint a hilarious picture with the headline really quickly, right?
Yeah.
Because they just make this fantastic world that is like. It almost feels like the world that you see in, like, Monty Python's little cartoons, right? Where everything is, it's real, but it's also it's strange. So this is, I'll read one from Clickhole too. This is my favorite. It's my favorite headline recently. So Clickhole, obviously, famously playing off of clickbait, and clickbait is when you're like, you wouldn't believe this, but right, things just make you click for ad buys. But this one is a new era. Donald Trump just whispered, hope you like to make ham, motherfucker, to a White House chef. Yeah.
With an accompanying picture.
I think right, I clicked hold on that yesterday. It popped up across my feed.
Hope you like to make ham, motherfucker.
Yeah. They paint a really funny picture. Like, first steps, Donald Trump has to go around the White House neighborhood letting residents know he's moving in down the street.
Sex offender Donald.
Sex offender Donald.
So anyway, so The Onion is so good at...
It's a good laugh. They nail the headlines.
Sometimes
how often do you read the articles versus just scroll through the headlines?
Right? Very rarely. What's your guys' favorite Onion headline of all time?
Oh, God.
We've talked about this, and I think we arrived on one, but I can't remember what it was.
Mine is, it was a picture of an African president or something, and it was King Latifah returns to U.S. for wife.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
To your click, since we're talking about this is not The Onion, and then we have to describe what The Onion is. To your clickhole, what's it called? Clickhole?
Right.
Yeah, Clickhole site. There's another site on Reddit called Saved You a Click, which is news stories described in the headline as opposed to the clickbait model.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so
It tells you the whole story in the title, which is what titles try to click you into.
They try to do the opposite.
They try to bait you into clicking on. Yeah. They try to do the opposite.
Right.
So there is a Reddit site for news that tells you what the clickbait is all about.
A Reddit sub.
Does this man jump this building? And then it'll say like, this man does jump the building.
Right.
So you don't have to click.
Which is amazing.
Which is great. It saves you all that time.
Here's another headline for the political cycle, which I thought was very good. So DNC aiming to reconnect with working class Americans with new Hamilton inspired Lena Dunham web series.
the reason
it's so good is because that was that, like, this highlights the whole problem with the Democratic Party and smug Americans in like the liberal elites, is that they assume that the things they consume are universal when they're actually super, super niche. Right?
Yeah.
And then the things that they consume are also like, I mean, like ridiculous, trendy, not universally accessible ideas. Right? Like Lena Dunham's a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Right? Where everybody's like the voice of modern young women, and she's...
I've always hated that show.
I hate that show, and she's... I have no disrespect for Lena Dunham because she is an amazing force and like a great role model for a lot of people, but she is not a universal idea at all.
No.
Right.
I don't like her.
Yeah. And I think that she's a little too, she's gotten really arrogant with her opinions, mm-hmm. which I find fucking infuriating. But anyway, we're getting away from the topic at hand again. So not the Onion. So this is r/not the Onion, right? This one is actually really, really popular. So this one has 8,847,537 readers and 4,062 here right now. So this is not one of the most popular. I made this mistake that one time, but this is way up there. This is probably in the Reddit list top 100, I would say. So
it's
for everyone
so
keeping
funny.
Score at home.
Right, for everybody keeping score at home. So, Boobus, do you want to read over rules, etc.?
Yeah, okay. The rules are really simple. Don't alter headlines, copy and paste. So the point of this entire subreddit is to take real headlines that are ridiculous and post them here, so don't alter them.
The kind of things that you would see on The Onion, but mm-hmm. are actually real.
But actually got printed in a legit news source.
Yeah, these are real news stories from around.
Submit only if oniony, so it has to be funny.
Right.
Must be a news article. Use original, reliable sources. Do not repost similar articles. No satire articles, obviously.
Right.
No tabloid journalism. No old news. English articles only. No mobile versions. No blocked or redirected links. So it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, those are a lot of rules, but I think it makes a lot of sense, which is basically if you're reading something from The Guardian and it says, you know, like Donald Trump makes... You know, Donald Trump puts a giant orange Trump on the way, or Donald Trump's going to turn the White House into the next Trump hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from The Guardian, so you go, oh fuck, that's real.
Yeah.
Then this would go here because you kind of go, ha ha, shit, that's
actually a real headline,
right? so,
like, for
the
instance,
stories are crazy.
I know.
Here's a real headline that relates to our week of hell.
Right.
More than half of arrested anti-Trump protesters didn't vote.
I know. Oh my God.
That's real.
Yeah. And
wait, what? I don't understand that. More than half
that's one of the big things happening right now is like
arrested protesters. What does that mean?
Well, people are getting arrested for protesting because everybody's really fucking pissed that Trump is the president. But I've had this conversation with people too that were like, I loved Bernie, but I just couldn't bring myself to vote for Hillary, so I voted Stein, or like I just didn't vote, and now they're like, fuck Trump, man. Like, this is bullshit. We can't have president. And just like, you didn't vote.
No, it's like, shut up.
Your problem, right?
California voted for Hillary, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, the people who are protesting Trump
that
didn't vote, So they're getting arrested.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got you. Yeah. I'm with you.
And this particular one is in Portland, Oregon.
Right.
But it's still just absurd that
exactly
there would be people out there protesting that Donald Trump was elected, and at least 70 of them didn't turn in a ballot or weren't even registered to vote. And it's like, what are you so mad about?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the big things, too, with all this. Like, the protesting, I love the idea of it being effective. I just don't see it having a purpose right now. Like, the dude has been elected for a week, and I get calling your congresspeople, and I get making a ruckus over his cabinet nominees, but not his presidency, man. Like, this is part of the problem, is the fact that we're protesting while middle America is fucking stoked, right?
Yeah.
And we're acting like our voices are more legitimate than theirs, right? Mm-hmm. Just because that Donald Trump swindled all these people, it doesn't mean that he shouldn't be. I mean, he shouldn't be. I wish he wasn't going to be president, yeah. But like, people voted for him, man. He may not have won the popular vote, but he was very fucking close, and he won the Electoral College. So it's like,
yeah, and it sucks. And yeah. And this is like an unusual case because he's completely unqualified and a terrible human being. But it's like, the system works like this every time. Right. So like, we can't just change it this time.
Right. And because we've done this for governors and shit. I mean, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a governor.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't like, you know,
Reagan was a cowboy.
Reagan was.
Yeah.
This isn't the first TV celebrity
that's become
president or risen the ranks.
Totally. So it's
been going on.
It's
for
just,
years.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like trying to petition for the Electoral College to like vote for Hillary on the 19th. It's just not realistic.
Well, I would much rather spend our time, like, I've donated to a couple places, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd much rather spend my time trying to come up with productive solutions to these things.
Kind of like this one. Man sprays axe body spray into his mouth during a DUI stop.
Oh.
Now that is productive.
That makes so much sense. What are they going to do now? They can't breathalyze him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be able to still do that.
Says here you've ranked 2.0 in the douche meter.
Yeah.
We're going to have to bring you in.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, good distraction, Friday. I don't want to keep talking about that either. So, let's get into some more of these headlines.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I'm just going to weasel over to top of all time.
This is great. Drunken Pennsylvania man who beat up fiance sues casino for serving him 15 double whiskeys.
Whoa!
Which means 30 drinks.
30 fucking whiskey drinks.
Too. If I have more than a couple whiskeys, I'm beating something up.
That's amazing.
It's usually
I don't understand
my brain, but
I don't understand when people can do that. Like, how can you consume that much alcohol? Apart from tolerance. I mean, I guess that is the way.
You're on a hot streak, baby.
Dude, if I would, after my second double whiskey, I would have been like, I gotta take a nap. I gotta go home.
I just found
it's
a
called
really
alcoholism.
Good one.
It's like not everyone has it. He's got the gift.
He's got the gift.
He's got the gift of the gab.
This one is from BBC News. MSP calls for government action over change to Toblerones. An MSP has lodged a motion at Holyrood calling for the UK government to take speedy action over the reduction in weight of Toblerone chocolate bars. He says that he wants to offer condolences to those mourning the change because they have made the space between the distinctive triangles larger. And
I've heard this, yeah.
That he calls it emblematic of the devastating consequences of Brexit.
That's amazing.
Speedy action.
So wait, I don't understand why they're getting drunk. Is it a health thing? Is that what it said?
That's a good question. I mean, let me look.
Which is, it's like the reduction in soda size in New York City or something.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Let me see.
That's fucking funny.
The gaps between chunks of chocolate on the bars have increased, resulting in the weight of 400 gram bars being reduced to 360 grams.
It's not that many grams shaved.
The U.S. firm denied the change was made as a result of Brexit, although a spokeswoman did note that the foreign exchange rate is currently not favorable and could not clarify it if it only applied to the U.K. So they might be making smaller Toblerones because the exchange rate is such shit. Because
they were like, listen, you can't really afford as much chocolate as we used to.
So. We're going to minimize
That's fucking hilarious.
We're going to expand the gaps between your Toblerone triangles because you voted for Brexit. And that's a real thing.
I got a lot of things to say about this. One, I didn't used to like Toblerone as a kid because it's kind of got an adult side to it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe right. It's the packaging. Nougat-y. It's like nougat-y.
It's hard to get
But I think I probably would like it now. And then two, this new design... actually it seems easier to bite into than the old design. Like trying to chunk off one of those old pyramids was almost impossible.
Yeah, you'd always scrape your front teeth on the next pyramid.
Yeah. Or like the chocolate was so lodged in your canine teeth, like you could never get it out. You have to brush almost right away.
That's why it's this one, thing, dude.
This one, it kind of always should have been like this. I actually would split the difference. This seems too skinny.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So what happened was, listeners at home, because we don't have our live cast up yet. Probably next week.
Live cast last week's episode.
That's right. Yeah. they shaved the pyramids, I'd say by not in half. I mean, it really looks like in a third.
Yeah.
So I think they should have cut them in half. Fascinating stuff on today's pod.
It is.
Exactly. Really, really hitting the
I'd top. Say.
While everybody else is talking about the cabinet, we're talking about
it. Doesn't it
the
seem
new, the new size Toblerone?
Doesn't it seem? Doesn't it feel good though to talk about something that
I know, man?
That really,
yeah.
We can wrap our head around.
It does.
So I
feel like I can control this one.
I know. We can really. So I found this is amazing. And this is the post, the OP, the original poster here. His name is xxx_teen_avi_exe.
I love these
which
names,
is the greatest
man.
It's name like, ever. Yeah.
It's so specific.
That's
I can't.
So funny.
How do you even remember that?
And that's so geeky too, because that's like that's meant to obviously be a file name of a porn video.
Oh, did you just spill coffee on?
No.
It's your dad's $3,000 synthesizer.
The silk cover for the synthesizer just floated over me.
He's got a shitty
of its own accord
Honda Accord sitting next to you. Essentially.
Exactly. It terrified me. My blood
used
ran
Honda
cold.
Honda Accord of a synthysizer.
98
it would
Honda
be so
Accord.
Funny if like the thing came off and it was just like cardboard with like markers, pen, like buttons drawn on it.
It was gone.
Stuff.
Conspiracy has begun.
You guys found out that I was blind.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude, you just talked about spending so much money on this thing and it's a cardboard box.
But it's cool your dad bought it for you.
Yeah, my stepdad got it for me. So. My mom just married him because he's real rich. So anyway. So this guy's name is xxx_teen_avi_exe, which is the file name of a porn video, but also a porn video program, which is what makes that really funny. Because the EXEs you can't open unless it's a program on Windows.
I didn't even know
just
that.
Just to get extra geeky there. So this article is...
I was just outed for not being a total geek.
I know. You're not in the Reddit club anymore. We have to start a sports.
I've clearly been being kept podcast. On the outside of the Reddit club for a long time now. with my 1 point.
Yeah, I'm at 13 and 8. I think Dog Boobs over here is at like 20,000 and 7,000,000, so or something like that. All right, so we don't need to drink less soda, according to a research funded by Coca-Cola.
Oh,
and that's on the Washington Post. So let's see what this one's all about. So this is from 2015.
Why even fund that study? I mean,
I know.
Don't we know?
We don't need to drink less soda, according to research funded by Coca-Cola. Amid a national obesity epidemic, Coca-Cola has quietly has been quietly supporting a new nonprofit organization.
Oh my god!
Sure, you have. Yeah. Leave it to the world's largest seller of sugary drinks to tell people how to lose weight. So they have a company called the Global Energy Balance Network, whose primary goal is to spread the message that we might be a little too worried about what we eat and drink.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Listen to that quote that this most of the focus is in the popular media and in the scientific press. Oh, they're eating too much. They're eating too much. Eating too much. Blaming fast food, blaming sugary drinks and so on. He says as two bottles of soda, both of which are manufactured by Coca-Cola, are depicted. There's really virtually no compelling evidence that that is in fact the case.
Oh my god.
What?
It's like the new climate change.
Yeah.
Denier.
Yeah.
Soda denier. I like it.
Like, I'm sorry. Soda makes
I'm actually
kids
a soda
fat.
Denier.
Yeah. Like, I'm a health denier. I think I'm cool.
I don't give a shit if people get really fat and die. I mean, I guess, oh, man, Part of me is like, just it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
Am I allowed to feel like that?
No, I mean,
is that insensitive?
That's a democratic American way to view it. Yeah. It's like, hey, man, you did it. It's yours. Way to go.
Oh,
good thing. I mean, I like the social benefits of society where, like, you know, people do things wrong and bad things happen and whatever, and you can kind of be like, hey, man, everybody fucks up. Let's help you out a little bit. But
and here's the opposite thing.
This isn't that.
Study like, about butter, funded by butter, finds that butter is bad for you.
Oh, wow. So now I trust butter a lot, and yeah. I'm going to buy more butter.
But this one takes place.
God.
That's how it works.
That was backdoor.
This article takes place in Australia.
Oh, Australian butter is bad for you. American butter
That's
is
why America's
fine.
Number one.
Woo!
Well, but this actually is the Danish Dairy Research Foundation. I mean, this is fucking typical, though, because they probably had, like, real scientists without a made-up organization. Doing
yeah.
But butter, like, a little bit of butter is not bad for you.
Yeah.
Eating a stick of butter every hour is bad for you, right?
Exactly. Like,
we all kind of know this.
Right.
Yes.
Is that the same thing with cigarettes?
Yes.
I would say. Being controversial. I'm being serious.
If you had a cigarette a day, big deal, I'd say.
Right.
If you smoked, like,
a pack a day?
Or even like 10 cigarettes a day, it's probably too much.
Because this is what I've always wondered, man. Because people, like, I don't smoke a lot of cigarettes, but I will. Like, I'll probably have one cigarette every week.
Maybe. Or I'd say, like, split it up between time. Like, let your body sort of, like, heal. And then,
totally.
And then it's probably all right.
But, you know, people, because when you hear about, like, when you go to the doctor.
Just look at the European. Yeah. They're very sexy. Exactly.
When you go to the doctor and they're like, do you smoke cigarettes? And I'll go like, oh. They're like, how many? Like two packs a day?
You're like, holy like, shit, no.
Does anyone smoke two packs a day? And then you're like,
we're
going
to have to roll you into the ER right now.
Yeah.
But there are people like in Ohio and like
they
places
do.
Where I grew up where they're like, yeah, I smoke a carton a day. And I'm just like,
yes.
How are you alive right now?
I sleep on used cigarette boxes, actually.
Like if I have two cigarettes a night, the next day I'm just like, I got to go to the hospital immediately.
Yeah.
So
oh my God.
I feel shitty. Right?
My mom used to smoke like two packs a day.
That's so
everybody
crazy.
Used
yeah.
to.
Yeah. But she went to the doctor for like, she had some like thyroid issue.
Was she 6 months pregnant with you? What?
No. But she had some thyroid issue and she's like, is it cancer? And the doctor literally was like, why do you care? And she was like, what?
Oh,
and
wow.
He's like, well, you smoke two packs a day. So do you even really care?
Yeah.
And she Back was down. So offended, but it started her like getting off cigarettes and she quit like 6 months later.
I bet that
Dick
doctor wrote a published piece for the Harvard Medical Review about that.
He's like, this is how you do it.
Shame people.
Shame them.
Yeah. I mean, do
you really
care
about getting cancer? Because it doesn't seem like it to me.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You're going to die anyway.
You're
just like, he mutters that under his breath. He's like, we're going to die.
That's the number one frustration from doctors, I would imagine. It's,
oh, yeah,
it's
I'm
like
sure.
telling people that what they already know and then them just ignoring the
Yeah, like every time you come in every year, it's like, okay, you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I know, I'm trying.
Trying.
It's like,
I can see the cheeseburger hanging out of your nose.
Like you can smell it in your skin.
Jeff,
like,
you got burgers in your pockets.
Jeff,
you're not trying.
You're not trying. Jeff totally eats. Too many cheeseburgers.
Like that that Always Sunny episode when Dan DeVito has the sausages in his pocket. Pocket sausages.
Here's a dark, pretty dark one. This is from fox6now.com. George W. Bush paints portraits of veterans wounded carrying out his orders.
No way.
So George W. Bush posted a photo on Veterans Day showing the former president painting portraits of those wounded in service in the United States during his time in office. He wrote, "Over the past several months, I've painted the portraits of 98 wounded warriors I've gotten to know, remarkable men and women who were injured carrying out my orders. I think about them on Veterans Day and every day. Their paintings and stories will be featured in Portraits of Courage, a book and special exhibit next spring, and I am donating all my proceeds to the Bush Center and our military service initiative work to honor and support them."
I'm donating it to me.
Somebody brought this up the other day.
He's not a terrible painter.
He's a good painter.
George Bush...
But like what?
G-Dub?
He's become like the best guy.
Yeah, like
he's like the most likable dude ever now.
Yeah. Remember like, he was the devil in 2001?
Yeah, and now he's
2000
just,
and
like,
a half.
He lives on a ranch.
He paints, he's got those dogs. He shows up to events and like hugs people.
The dog.
He does a lot of smiling and waving.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if after this whole Trump thing, it's like in 10 years when Trump is no longer president, he just like becomes a world famous potter or something like that. He's just like,
I make the best coffee mugs. They are fantastic mugs.
He starts.
The coffee tastes the best. We have the hugest amount of flavor in our mugs.
Oh,
I mean, that would be amazing, because that's the thing. Like George H.W. or George W. Bush, like you look at him like, and granted, this is the big myth of the presidency, right? Where like, you know, Dick Cheney isn't making portraits of veterans, right?
Yeah,
like
Dick Cheney's our Breitbart guy.
Yeah, like Dick Cheney is like selling tanks to Syria right now or something, right?
Yeah.
Having heart attacks and selling tanks to Syria, right? But you know, Bush is just like,
he's retired. Yeah, good.
I just want to make some paintings.
I think he knows, like, he's had enough time to sort of figure out what he was.
Totally.
And he's like, I'm just gonna go deal with this my own way by painting pictures.
It might be therapeutic.
Well, it probably is therapeutic. And then you're right. I mean, he probably has had the opportunity. I mean, it would fuck you up if you were like,
I sent all these people to like, their deaths. Yeah, pretty like
because he was never. Yeah. I don't think anybody would ever say that George Bush was a bad dude.
Mm-mm.
He was just aloof and dumb.
Spoiled rich kid.
Yeah,
he became president.
Being controlled by other people in the White House.
Like he was a terrible ambassador, because he was kind of like, he almost represents like what America was, and now Trump is representing what America is. Mm-hmm. Where like Bush was like, hi, my name is George Bush, and people are just,
I kind of
like,
think Trump's not like the worst guy if you were hanging out.
I think he,
I think he uses everything in his ability to win at all costs.
Yeah,
and
like
he's an opportunist in that way. But like, you hear him, just kids like him. He's like decent.
Yeah,
guy.
And
I mean,
there was an open letter from who was it?
I'm not like pro this guy, I mean, but like,
well,
I mean, he's got famous friends that like say he's really fun in person and all that. But I think you'd probably need to be a white guy to enjoy his company.
I mean,
New Yorkers, the rich New Yorkers tend to play ball with him, right?
So the white guy thing too.
Fuck the whites.
There was a fuck the whites. Definitely fuck the whites.
Definitely.
I read. Or
this
I
is
what.
That's why Trump won is because fuck the whites.
Yeah.
The whites are like, wait, I didn't.
I mean,
I don't want to be part of the fuck the whites campaign,
dude. Literally, that is why. I mean, that is true. Like that's that. I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day, because I'm from like where these people are from, right? Mm-hmm. I'm from rural Appalachia, West Virginia, Ohio, like that. All that area where like all the narrative consists of right now, where people. I mean, I talked to my mom. My mom literally said, when I asked her about the election, her response was, I'm just glad Hillary's not in the office. And I go, okay, fair point. What do you, why? Right? She goes, I don't want any more of the crap that Obama did. Okay, mom, tell me what that is.
What,
right?
What exactly is that?
I don't want any more entitlement for startups and Obama taking away the coal industry, is what she said. And I go, I am astonished. I'll see you at Thanksgiving, right? Like that's pretty much how it ended. I haven't talked to my mom since, right? Because it's and like that's the pervasive thought, right?
Yeah.
Is that these people are just like, well, I want blank old industry back, and Trump is going to bring it back, and they don't have the foresight to know that like the coal industry isn't coming back.
No,
literally is not coming back. It's dead. It's what are you going to do? Like even clean coal, which
isn't
he
a thing.
Talks about, isn't a thing. It's like in theory. Clean coal.
Clean coal is paid for by coal.
Well, clean yes, but also clean coal is to the coal industry what self-driving cars are to the automotive industry. Where they're like, yeah, it's gonna maybe work in theory. I don't know.
Got it.
It's gonna be expensive though, right?
Yeah.
And so, meanwhile, shale is like really cheap right now.
She's
right?
A great dancer. She's one of the best.
One of the best.
So anyway, but. How do we get on that topic? Sorry, this has been happening
well,
a lot lately.
Because we're not
because
the onions.
So many fucking things that I have got mulling around in my head right
not
now.
Not the onions a cool site because it is news articles that are. I mean, there's no real.
They are news articles. They're real news articles.
Yeah, but they're not under one banner other than they're all ridiculous news articles. Mm-hmm.
Right,
so
right.
They're going to get us going in directions that, you know,
right.
We're going to maybe be a little tangential, but we want to focus on
right.
the ridiculousness of each story.
Oh, we were talking about George Bush. That's why.
Because he was painting pictures.
Because he's a sweet.
And now that we love George Bush, the question was, will we love Donald Trump in 2030?
Right. I mean, he'll be dead by then because he's already 70. But
and what did Bob Evanga say in 2030? I think we're... China's in control then.
Yeah.
China's in control. Europe has been decimated somehow.
And there's no more food problem.
The Muslims are setting up a caliphate in Rome.
That's right. Rome. Which has been their goal. So,
which is a bummer. I mean, I do like a little bit of hummus myself.
But I do can
miss,
get down.
I miss prosciutto. I will miss prosciutto. This
not going
right
to lie.
Here.
Not going to lie.
The guy. ISIS do not like the prosciutto.
Here's another article. This is like four down all time. So Google says more people are interested in D's nuts than Hillary Clinton.
For God's sake. Of course D's they
nuts.
Are.
That's amazing.
D's nuts has been going strong since what, 88 or something? I mean, I know this is a new, because there was a change.org thing for D's nuts. Is that what it was?
D's nuts 16.
There's some internet culture going on with D's nuts, and I think we need to be on the pulse here. We're probably way behind it already.
Yeah, I don't.
He ran. Remember. He ran in this election.
D's nuts ran in this election. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Is it okay? Hold on. Let's talk about D's nuts for a minute. D's nuts is a joke.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a representative of a real person?
It is. It's it's
the real D's nuts
portrayed by Brady C. Olson.
The real D's nuts is a libertarian-leaning Iowa teenager who registered the candidate in his hometown of Wallingford.
Sounds and like more nice people place. Care about right. D's nuts than Hillary Clinton.
I kind of want to interview D's nuts.
That would be fucking awesome.
That's
he's incredible. 15.
He's a 15-year-old.
He's 15.
He's a 15-year-old president who got 9% of the vote in North Carolina. And he's a 15-year-old teenager from Iowa.
That's amazing.
He got 9%.
It's a lot.
That's incredible.
It's more than Gary Johnson.
Ooh. That was more than Gary Johnson.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Whoa.
I mean, God damn, dude.
Bless him.
Bless that boy.
This is why the Electoral College will never go away. I mean, if D's nuts, he could hypothetically just become president.
Yeah, a poll performed in mid-August 2016 shows D's nuts slightly edging out candidates Harambe and Jill Stein in Texas with 3% of the vote.
That's amazing. Harambe and Jill Stein
are on the same level. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Oh man, God must think this is hilarious.
It's very cool. Very cool, D's nuts. Here's a cute one. Dog accidentally runs U.S. half marathon, finishes in an impressive 7th place. He's just a goofy dog that wouldn't stop running.
Who did?
A dog.
Oh, wow.
just a dog. See what his name is. Oh, he's a 2-year-old bloodhound named Ludovane. That's really cute.
Ludovane.
He just ran a half marathon and came in 7th place.
That's amazing.
And he probably stopped to pee and smell a lot of stuff.
Like, how do you even know where to go? He was just following the crowd, but faster than everyone else and had more endurance.
Here's another clickhole article headline that I just read that I'm excited about.
Wait, we're on clickhole.
I know. I'm sorry. I just saw it because it was on my screen and I had to read it. Disgrace. The CEO of Beans has stepped down amid reports that there can't be a CEO of Beans.
Disgrace.
All right, back to Not the Onion. God. What's
this one's great. I love digging, in quotes, says 89-year-old man who digs his own grave. And it's just, this is Canadian, which is this feels Canadian to me. He's got his backhoe out, and he's digging his own grave, and he's just waiting.
That's it.
That's
really
fucking industrious, man. I mean, if everyone dug their own grave, we'd have no problems. Right?
That's amazing.
Would we have no problems if everybody dug their own grave?
Yeah, it's like a metaphor for bigger things. Like this guy is taking care of himself till the end.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's not
that's
expecting.
A good point.
You know, he's
not expecting. This any is a guy who manages the government.
He manages his soda intake how he wants.
Yeah,
and it's working.
And if he dies, he dies.
And he has a smoke once prepped. In a while. Yeah, he'll be okay. This guy.
This guy in Australia was looking for a toilet, and he stumbled upon a 49,000-year-old human settlement. That's cool.
Wait, what? One more time. Read that.
He was searching for a toilet in Australia, and he stumbled across 49,000-year-old evidence of earliest human settlement.
Oh, that's amazing.
Was it the Indian food?
That's pretty cool.
So he had to go to the bathroom.
He had to go. He was probably, like, crawling around. Let's see. He's clearly crawling around the rocks, and I bet he found, like, a cave, and he's like, here's a good place to take a dump.
Wow. So he was actually trying to take a dump.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he found this, like,
this is like an aboriginal
spring surrounded by rock art and a blackened roof, which is immediately known as a sign of human activity.
A black roof?
Probably
smoke.
Because of
smoke,
fire, and really cool. Really cool stuff.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that to happen to me. Maybe just change my life, you know?
I'll just find a place to poop in public, and
yeah,
I find something like magical.
That's like nature's lottery ticket.
It is.
I was digging in my backyard and I found a bone, and I was, part of me was hoping it wasn't a human,
yeah,
but the other part of me was hoping it was.
Yeah.
Is this true?
This is true. I think
it
was
here,
I think,
or in
yeah
Sanford?
Here I think somebody buried their dog.
Oh.
And I because I found
call the
a
cops.
No.
Was it like a nice sized femur, or was it like
it's a nice sized femur?
You should call the cops.
12 inch femur.
That could be
if it's a 12-inch femur, it probably wasn't. Unless it's a baby.
Baby.
Could have killed a kid.
You should probably call the cops, man.
I still have the bone, so.
You probably should call the cops before the cops get called on you.
Yeah, this guy has.
Excuse me, you're arrested for killing
the
all
body.
These babies?
Yeah.
No!
God, it wasn't me. I
found
it. It was a dog. I swear to God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
It would be kind of exciting to have like all this ruckus in your backyard. You're like, you know, all you're going about your day, you're filling up your coffee, and then all of a sudden you happen to live on like a mass grave.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. Yeah. And then you do your local news thing. You're like, I was digging.
Yeah.
And I just like found this grave. And then that becomes a meme or something, and then you become this whole thing.
You should do that.
And then on the other side of it, that never happens.
You should master the, yeah, you should really milk this opportunity and pull like the California surfer bro thing.
Yeah, man.
I love worms. So I was digging around to feed some of my birds. Wait, you have birds? Well, yeah, I mean.
All right. So
become a meme.
Become a meme. So here's another one. US-born panda twins struggle in China as they only know English.
Oh,
that's funny because it seems outrageous, but then you're like, well, that makes sense. They take commands and they don't know.
Yeah, and they're struggling to learn.
I would have a hard time doing that.
That'd be there. It's a completely different.
On loan from China. So they were on loan.
They grew up
we can't
in
own
America.
Pandas. We always get them on loan.
God damn. Oh, that makes sense.
Such a bummer for those pandas.
It's like a sign of goodwill.
Are pandas the ones? Pandas are good vibes, right? Not. They're not the really. Koalas are the really dangerous ones, right?
I think so.
Only because they have herpes.
Yeah. Really?
They've got a lot of herpes, right?
Yeah. Koalas have
a ton
of STDs.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. They hang out in swinger situations a lot.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Koalas' eyes are almost wide shut all the time because.
Oh, they have chlamydia.
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Uh huh.
So you can get chlamydia from a koala?
Yeah, koala infection rates in Australia are as high as 90% of koalas have chlamydia.
90%.
So don't fuck a koala if you go to Australia.
Where are your rank?
Pandas are hilarious because they're like dumb as fuck.
And they just roll around, they're cute.
They just roll forward like they won't adapt. They're like, no, bamboo or get the fuck out. And it's like, you guys, there's like no more bamboo. And they're like, fuck it. We don't need anything but bamboo.
They don't recreate quickly enough.
Yeah and they like really don't want to have babies. Maybe they're just like, look at the world around us, why do we want to perpetuate our species? Like, we want to
maybe they're really smart.
Yeah, like this, we don't want to be here anymore. That's kind of how I feel.
I know. I agree with that. When are we cultivating this new planet? Video: man sets new world record for highest tea dunk. Simon Barry has set a new Guinness World Record for dunking a biscuit in a cup of tea from the tallest height.
Wow.
How? Lower a string?
73 meters, combining his passions for biscuits and bungee jumping.
So he bungee jumps with a hobnob.
That's the coolest.
Dips it in tea and goes back up.
So goddamn dangerous.
Oh my God.
How did he
God.
Not slam his face on?
I know. That's kind of what I'm wondering. Well, I'm gonna watch this video.
Precision.
That people can't see.
Can you please just be descriptive with your words?
So this is a really.
I'm just gonna.
This
watch
is a this. Really cinematic slow mo video of him signing a contract. And now staring at the sky,
tossing a bag of hobnobs.
Yeah, tossing a bag of hobnobs is a huge crane. There was a super babe who must work for Guinness and was kind of eyeing the situation, making sure he wasn't cheating. This Simon Barry character, he looks like a little bit of a kind of a Game of Thrones look to him.
Yeah, there right,
he
goes.
Jumps. He might die.
He's got his hobnob.
Hobnob and oh
my it.
Goodness!
We're gonna
he does it.
Post this video.
What a stud!
That's fucking cool.
I mean, you just see it. He goes all the way down and he's got the hobnob and a hobnob is a cookie. Right before he hits what would inevitably be his head and he would die.
Yeah.
He fucking dips it in there. And now we see him celebrating on his back because he just set the world record.
He's got to feel so good.
He's got a bunch of tats. He's got his bottom lower lip pierced.
He's legit.
Man, that Guinness World Record babe is a real, real smoker.
They're going to get it on after that.
They're going to do it for sure. That's really exciting.
All these companies have like, what do they call booth babes? They're kind of like these eye candy that kind of walks around.
Is Guinness World Records included in that category?
Apparently, I didn't know they had babes.
I feel like
it diminishes the record situation if you just parading around babes.
Yeah, I feel like shouldn't it be like some really scientific kind of like master student look?
Yeah, like a sexy scientist.
Yeah, or just like a really ordinary scientist. Like that would make it feel a
Named
lot more
Jeff?
Prestigious.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
this is Jeff.
God.
He's not sexy, but he knows stats.
On the other hand, Japan has a worrying number of virgins, government finds.
Ooh, this is actually an interesting thing because I was talking to when Trump got elected, everybody was like, where are you going to move?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Maybe stay here.
Japan
like California.
Now.
A lot of people were like, Japan. And I was just like, actually, that's not a bad idea because Japan, not because of the virgins thing.
Mm-hmm. The population.
That's a plus if you're into that kind of thing. But but it's
bonus.
But it's because their population's in decline.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if they were smart, they would incentivize it. You know?
Yeah.
Because if things start getting real wily here, which, you mm-hmm. know, there's a fair chance, and everybody that felt out of place here could go to Japan and live and take Japanese, it's like there's going to be a whole economy.
I don't think they like the round eye very much.
That's the thing. I wonder if they would want to preserve their ethnic.
Maybe they just give us
one. I think they're pretty racist against everybody not Japanese.
Is that true?
Am I being stereotypical in that?
I don't know.
Heard.
I don't know if
I just
that's
did
true
they, I feel like they're very like pro Japanese.
Yeah, I mean they're very traditional. I bet if a bunch of like white people suddenly flooded their country and went after their virgins, they'd be like, "What the fuck?
I'm here for the virgins.
We're here for the virgins.
And that California roll.
Heard you get my panties.
Japan rules, man.
Box.
It's one of the coolest places I've ever been. I mean,
I'd love to go.
I could live there for a year. I mean, it's definitely livable.
I would love to live there for a long period of time, but I feel I would really like to have a decent mastery of Japanese.
Yeah.
Nobody speaks English. I mean, some people speak English, but not a lot
rare,
of people
yeah.
speak English, and it's hard to kind of
get around.
Chit-chat.
Need There's to hire no, a guy.
You need a guy.
I bet they make mad Skrillex doing that as a job.
Those guys.
The guys who just lead dorky Americans around.
Here's another Japanese one. Fart sparks fire during surgery in Japan. Patient seriously burnt.
Because there's so much oxygen, like the oxygen plus the pure methane.
A patient's fart during a surgical procedure allegedly sparked a fire which caused her to be seriously burnt. The incident was reported by Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun. The fire occurred at the university hospital. The patient in her 30s was undergoing an operation that involved applying a laser to her cervix. The laser is believed to have ignited the gas that she passed.
That's amazing.
The fire burnt much of her body, including her waist and legs. My God.
Jesus Christ, man.
When the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operation room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surgical drape and causing the fire, the report said.
Wow.
That's
pretty brutal.
I just had like 7 surgeries over the summer, and I know I farted during them, and I'm so glad I did not get burned.
I mean, that would have been...
How do you not fart when you're under anesthesia? Like,
yeah, I feel like your body's confused. Yeah. When your body's confused, it lets out byproducts.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I move around like on my own and I fart. Like, picture 5 people moving your body and flipping it over. Like, you're going to fart.
Yeah.
You need to carry that Axe body spray.
Yeah.
I wonder if doctors like are giving fist bumps when that happens. Like, yeah. They've got a little game where they're trying to make the patient fart as much as possible.
I wonder if they do giggle, though. I mean, how can you not? I would die.
That's a good question. What's another one? American Airlines wins right to weigh passengers to prevent crash landings.
Oh, Jesus. What?
It's a misleading title, so I don't know what this means. U.S. airline wins right to weigh passengers to prevent crash landings. Hawaiian Airlines implemented the new policy to distribute weight evenly around the plane, cabin, and save fuel.
Oh, my God.
So do you have to, on your ticket, say how much you weigh?
I don't know. I don't...
Kind of makes sense. I mean, those things are all about aerodynamics and efficiency. And
we
you
just
got
keep
a
getting
lot
fatter
of,
and fatter and fatter.
Have you seen the calves on some of these... Pacific Islanders?
Yeah, man.
I was up behind one of them on a stairwell the other day.
I mean, they are...
The calves.
They are. They're very cavy types.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Huge.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Rapper behind song Sell Drugs is accused of selling drugs.
Oh, no. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Man stops at In-N-Out drive-thru during police chase.
I would too.
When you're on a police chase, you kind of want to stand out from the last police chase that's on every other week here in LA. So,
what was that?
You got to add a little flair in your police chase, I think, time to time. You can't just. I just think it's a kind of a boss move.
Boss move. Lester woman tries to teach husband lesson, wins $1 million on scratch off. So, it sounds like she was buying a scratch off to be like. See, Curtis, you don't win in these things. And then she
oh, shit.
Wins.
I think we just won $1 million.
So, she... damn, you get a lot of... You get taxed like a motherfucker with these.
I know.
Holy moly. So, she won $1 million and she only got $415,000 after taxes.
That's insane.
Instead of yearly payments of $50,000...
She isn't sure she'll live that long due to health issues. Well, fuck.
So
good
that's
idea.
So you can get $50,000 a year,
which is taxed.
That's also taxed.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just take the lump sum then?
I don't know. It's got to be taxed, man. Everything's taxed.
Yeah.
I mean, if I would take the lump sum and maybe probably stop working. I guess right.
For $400,000, it's not that much money.
Well, if you're in your 50s, 60s.
Yeah, if you take the yearly, you are getting.
I like, guess you can just
pretty
chunk.
Much like $20,000 a year.
Yeah,
I mean, which is a nice little bonus.
It's a little bonus. I mean,
it's a great bonus. Yeah.
It would be nice to get that, just like a check of $20,000, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be different if you were just like you're gonna get paid bi-weekly for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Right. Then you'd be like, oh, that
it's
sucks.
Not
dude.
As exciting.
I don't want that, right?
But maybe it would be like really cool. Like your weekly or biweekly paycheck would be like significantly higher.
Biweekly means twice a week.
Is it bimonthly?
Bimonthly.
I mean, yeah. Like twice a week seems a lot. Like once a week
bi-weekly,
I can handle.
Bimonthly.
I don't, twice I don't need two a checks a week.
That it's seems like unnecessary. It's
Wednesday,
paperwork.
Gladys, where's my
too
chat?
Many trips, yeah. Trips to the bank. What's that? I get a check on a Monday and then a Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon.
I'm out. I gotta wait till Wednesday afternoon to eat.
I mean, that would be. I have friends who have gotten like they've been the beneficiary of a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I have a buddy.
What kind of lawsuits? Because they're always bullshit.
Well, I have a. I love your conspiracy theory undertones for everything.
Lawsuits are like it's like what's corrupting America.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it is what's corrupting America. Yeah. I mean, so this my buddy Eddie. Got
I know this because I'm a lawyer.
When he was like 8 or something, he was playing out in his front yard and the like guy who was mowing the lawn didn't have the little guard on the lawnmower and a rock hit Eddie in the eye and like partially blinded him.
Holy cannoli.
And so he sued that guy or the company the guy was working for because he like didn't have the proper thing on that prevents that from happening.
Yeah, that used to be called an accident.
Well, yeah, but it's also like,
I mean, negligence.
Yeah, it's like negligence. Like they have things. Yeah. Like it's like Honda being like, sorry, we didn't put the airbag in your car. Be like, so yeah, we're gonna
the manufacturer of the machine didn't have the piece, or was
it was the company that like the guy worked for like a lawn he like a I don't know if he's a lawn mowing company, but it was like a landscaping or I don't know, something for a company like that, and that little not a sleeve, but it's like a little, I don't know what you call it, like a plastic or a metal thing on the bottom of the lawnmower that keeps everything kind of contained.
Yeah.
Wasn't on it. So they just didn't have it on because they neglected to, right?
Sure.
It's the same thing seeing like coal mines. They were just like, yeah, we know we were supposed to have like a fan for the fumes, but like we didn't think it would matter. And then like somebody, like a match is lit and 40 people die, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So they get sued because they're negligent, right? But he, I don't know what his payout was, obviously, but he got, it was a similar thing. He got like paid out for that. And granted, he like his eyes fucked up forever. Yeah, but
a lot of it is to pay for medical expenses.
Yeah, it's paying for medical expenses, but also like, you know, when you get fucked up like that, it changes your life.
Yeah,
right? So
it changes like how you're able to
function, right?
Function, how you're able to like get a job, right? Like certain jobs are not available to you now.
I mean, he's a musician, so he doesn't have to deal with that, but if he was like a pilot in training, right, then you're never gonna do that ever, right? So
so what do you get, and did he become a scumbag after you got rich?
No he's
what happened?
He's the man. He told me,
is he listening now? I'm sorry.
I doubt it. I think he moved to London and spent it. I know that he like doesn't have it for the long term.
Tracksuits for days.
Yeah, but I think that's one of those things where like, I mean, he was a kid, so when that happened, so I mean, if you're a kid and you're just given like a fucking, I don't know how much it was, but let's say it was like $80,000 check, you'd be like, I'm gonna buy so many toys, holy shit.
By the time you're 25, it's like,
you're like,
it's gone.
I should have saved that.
I wish I had that money for a down payment in my Roth IRA.
Right. I need to start contributing to that again, by the way.
Me too. I've been...
Have you not been using yours?
No. Not since my new job. And like, it's just... It confuses me every time because it's like you have to get in contact with the other one to roll it over to a new one. And I don't even know the old one. Like, it's just so confusing.
Same. That's how they get you.
I know.
You know?
I really
man
need
calls 911 asking how many legs an octopus has, and the guy's picture is that it's exactly what you're picturing in your head.
Right.
He just has this long, greasy gray hair, and he's balding on top. He looks like he hasn't stopped drinking in 40 years. and he's been punched recently.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
I got a question for you.
Oh my god.
Me and my pal, James.
That's probably exactly what he sounded like, too.
That's amazing.
In a bit of an argument, and we'd like you to settle it for us. Do you
I
have
love
Bing?
People calling the police for shit. This woman called the police because she refused to have sex with a man and he farted on her is revenge. So she reported the incident
to
the local police.
That's incredible.
Is that not okay?
Saying that his revenge fart disturbed her peace of mind.
Oh my God. See, that's where the legal system fails.
Yeah. The police said that they had an obligation to check if criminal actions were involved, but the incident was not investigated further.
That's unbelievable.
Was it a...
It stunk cheek. Up the flat, apparently.
Was it a crop dust or a silent but deadly? What are we talking here?
I mean, this is strictly my own idea of what happened. He was putting
I'd
the
like
moves
you to,
on.
This is one time I'd like you to speculate quite heavily.
He's putting the moves on. She's politely saying no. He's like, come on, like, let's do it. And she's finally like, dude, no, I'm not in the mood right now. Yeah. So he's like, well, fuck you. Boom. Like loud.
Loud, smelly.
Smelly fart.
And she was just like, I'm telling.
I think like, it would have to be really loud for her to call the cops. Like a silent but deadly, she'd be like, oh, you were fucking gross.
Yeah.
But a loud one, she's like, fuck you.
Wow. And then she picks up the phone.
911. Like,
do you think he like sat on her and did it? It was like that one, like one of those like rude moves.
It's not specified in the article. I don't know.
I think a fart could be considered a gateway crime.
Like, I do too.
You start with a fart. Where does it end?
It's on the bottom pyramid of rape culture.
It is.
Revenge farts.
Revenge farts.
Here's a good one.
So maybe she was just protecting herself.
I remember when this story happened. Microsoft pulls plug after chatbot slings slurs, rips Obama, and denies Holocaust.
Oh my God. Remember, what was the name of the robot? Because Microsoft was like,
is that Clickhole?
Meet Tay.
Tay tweets. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Tay. Like, ask Tay any questions. Right. And Tay's like, I fucking hate feminists and they should all die and burn in hell.
Yeah, I fucking hate feminists and they should die and burn in hell. Hitler was right. I hate the Jews. Chill, I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody. Can I say that I'm super stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool. So it started nice and then just went down. So some guy, Tay went from humans are super cool to full Nazi in less than 24 hours. I'm not at all concerned about the future of AI.
That's any indication of what AI is going to be.
Tay, did the Holocaust happen? It was made up. And then the clapping hands emoji.
Clap emoji. What the fuck?
Swagger.
Sorry, are you on real?
Was even a thing.
Are you Swag on real alert. News?
What is that?
Market Watch. Yeah.
Well, I don't understand what the product is.
It's so this was, yeah.
Is it a chatbot that...
I don't know what that is, yeah.
It's like a robot created by Microsoft so that on Twitter people could be like, hey, Tay Tweets, how are you doing? And it's completely robotic.
Completely automated, right.
They interpret the language and then come up with an algorithm of what to say back.
Subreddit simulator?
It's like a subreddit simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same principle, but this one is... So basically... The way chatbots work, especially with these learning languages, is they go in and the more interaction you have with them, because of the programming that has specified how their language is going to work, they learn through their interactions with people, right? So it's like, I mean, it's like, you know, when we did the subreddit simulator, it was the whole thing about like, if this word follows this word, more likely... then that's the word you put in the sentence, right?
Yeah.
But this one, so everybody was interacting with the Twitter bot, and it says, in a statement cited by several news outlets, Microsoft explained what happened. Unfortunately, within the first 24 hours of coming online, we became aware of a coordinated effort by some users to abuse Tay's commenting skills, to have Tay respond in inappropriate ways. As a result, we have taken Tay offline and are making adjustments.
That's all it took is right. One day of... trolls.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just trolls. Because I mean, the bot didn't have a built-in morality, probably, no. Right? And that's one of the things, you know. I mean, that's how parenting works, right? Like parenting, you're almost programming morality into the child, right? And society is technically programming morality into the child. So this bot didn't have morality. So anybody who was fucking with it. It was learning.
Horrible
things, right.
Cool.
I know.
So cool.
Tay. Why Tay?
Tay.
I love the name, too.
Swagger since before internet was even a thing. And then it's a picture of Hitler with a circle. It says swag alert.
Like, Tay is even sharing white nationalist memes.
That's incredible.
How? It's really interesting stuff. Amazing. You should watch Westworld. It's very Westworld.
Did you watch the most recent episode?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That show's so
I
sick.
Love that show.
I haven't got hooked. I mean, I only watched like 1.5 episodes, so I could keep
it's
going.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Frat brothers are immune to alcohol intervention programs, study suggests. That's not unexpected.
Yeah,
that's...
Sounds about right. Aww. Toddler dies after anti-vax parents treat his meningitis with maple syrup instead of medicine.
Fucking bastards.
Stupid.
Idiots.
Ugh. World's full of them. Man.
I wonder if the Trump presidency is going to make the anti-vaxxers come to prominence.
Maybe.
As like a dominant way of thinking.
Oh,
I say go for it, guys. Spread polio.
Bums me out.
Yeah.
As long as I'm fucking immune to it. But,
yeah.
California have a vaxxer law?
I think they might have just enacted one.
I think so too.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of California and the election and not The Onion, this is a good topic at hand. there are some real efforts right now to secede
in California.
Yeah. Like there's an actual, there's like a little bit of traction with it. And I know that they've talked, like Canada has briefly invited Oregon, Washington, and California.
It's been like, you can be Canada.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, here's the thing with the secession. I think any secession from the United States would be extremely complicated for a lot of reasons.
You'd need a military.
You need a military. You need a highway system. You need a lot of things that
we
are
need
not,
a wall around California.
We need a wall. Like, there's a lot of things that we need.
Just kidding about the wall.
Well, we probably wouldn't need. You would need border security.
The liberals are putting up a wall now.
Well, but you need. But that's the thing with this wall is like there's already a wall. It's just only in like specific places.
It's not right? a great. It's not a great wall.
It's not a great wall. It's not could not be, a not a greater. Huge wall.
It's not a huge wall.
But I mean. California has the seventh biggest economy in the world, right? Yeah. Like it's a bigger economy than France. So if it actually seceded or the threat of secession was real, America would be fucked.
Yeah.
And California would probably struggle initially, but then would quickly figure its shit out because it's like the economy is so big. There's so much infrastructure already built in.
We need states within the state.
Yeah, we would have regions probably. People would govern those regions in a very specific way.
NorCal versus SoCal.
Oh, it's finally getting real.
San Diego versus LA. You'd have the whole Bakersfield versus everyone.
Yeah. Central
they
Valley,
control
man.
The vegetable flow. They control the heirloom population.
But that's, I mean, so that's another good point. Like, I mean,
no that, garlic, no heirlooms.
There's a huge amount of agriculture in California.
Mm-hmm. No almonds.
So
almonds.
I think it's like 80% of the country gets its ag from Californians.
I mean, it would be really bad, but then again, things are already getting kind of bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, I just found out that mice watching movies on iPods prefer action movies to mouse erotica.
Oh, interesting.
Unexpected. The mice were least interested in videos of themselves sniffing. Given a choice between sniffing and copulation clips, 65% of the mice spent more time watching copulation.
So they like porn and
they like
action.
Porn, but the fighting video was the favorite. Given the choice of that and watching copulation, the mice spent an average of 40% of their time in the fighting compartment and 35% in
mice,
the copulation compartment.
Mice, they're just like us.
It's like violence, sex.
Yeah.
Violence is on top, though.
Sometimes violence.
And violent sex. There you go.
And then you got Beat violent sex. And that's where the mice are headed.
We are animals, right?
Yeah. They're evolving.
People, we don't like to admit it, but
BDSM.
We are
mice.
Creatures of the depths.
It's true.
Hairy little fuckers we are.
It's true. Just
crawling around on each other, boning, eating each other's guts.
It's disgusting.
Shitting everywhere, farting in doctor's offices.
We're the worst humans.
We are the worst, just crawling around. Just slithering on top of each other. Licking each other's... Wait, you guys don't do that?
Thai man marries cobra. He thinks this is his dead girlfriend.
Oh, sick. God.
If you were been to Thailand, you'd know. It makes sense.
Domestic abuser who forced partner to learn chess jailed.
Oh, my God.
Was that how he abused her?
Yeah. Sit down. I'm teaching you chess.
Oh my God. So a domestic abuser who forced his partner to learn chess and threatened to kill her if she failed to take a certain piece has been jailed.
And telling her she would be leaving in a black box if it was the last one left.
Is that true?
Is he talking shit?
Oh my God, you're right.
Is it sports shit talking? Like, I will kill you if you...
Yeah.
Like, I've said that in a hoops game, I'm sure. Like, I'm about to kill you. I meant like scoring.
Took control of it. Wow. This guy's a scary looking brother too, man.
Yeah. So he's basically J.K. Simmons' character from Whiplash, but with chess. And,
right.
And black.
He's also kidnapped this woman.
Damn.
That's rough.
So it's like a misery situation.
Yeah, like you'll learn chess.
Man. Late to the party,
sounds so
BBC
shitty.
News. There's a post today about America's new heroin addicts. And it's like the story we have seen a million times.
Oh my
now.
God, BBC. Like,
oh no, they're suburban white kids. We thought they were poor people, right?
Yep.
The heroin, like, big heroin right now is like so pumped about Trump because no one's talking heroin anymore.
That's
that was
true.
Kind of last summer. That last summer, last I feel summer. Like it hit peak meme.
Yeah.
It did. Peak meme is a really good phrase.
It's a great phrase.
Love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can put heroin in the meme category because it's pretty for real, but
we need to start memeing heroin memes. I don't know if there is such a thing, but this is a 12-minute mini documentary.
This is a kick-ass title, and I'm so into it. Wife crashes her own funeral, horrifying her husband, who had paid to have her killed.
It's
like my dream scenario.
That is so good.
She's like, what? I am not dead.
And everyone's like, you thought I was dead, you fucker.
You tried to kill. I mean, that's the crux of so many different books and stories, I feel like.
Oh, I love it.
That's it all.
That's really cool.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That's really good. So we should probably wrap this one up. We're getting in Rogan time, I think.
Did you guys listen to Rogan's End of the World podcast?
No, he did one?
They did an election night podcast at the Comedy Store with a bunch of comedians.
Oh, right.
They were just like really fucked up, and it was like 4 hours.
All of his pods are 4 hours.
Yeah. I thought of the Joe Rogan time.
Was he...
it was the most Joe Rogan time I've ever seen.
Was he... he was bummed, I'm assuming, right?
They're all kind of libertarians.
They're libertarians,
most,
but like...
A lot of stand-ups...
They're not stoked about...
His gang, they're not, they kind of are like, fuck it. Like, this is all dumb.
Yeah.
They think the process is dumb and they all kind of just shit on the process and they make fun of everybody. There are like a lot of liberal comedians, obviously, but his gang tends to be a little more libertarian and like, fuck it. Like,
but none
Bill
of them
Burr
are,
was there.
They're not,
just
they're not
cracking
pumped
wise.
On Trump, though, I assume, right?
They think he's a clown.
Yeah.
They think she's a clown. I think the process is a clown.
Yeah, that all makes sense. That's fair. All right. Well, we're crunching on Joe Rogan time, so I think we probably got to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
So we got anything else we want to say about not an onion?
Well,
not an onion. Let me see if there's any other little not an onion gems. I mean, there are 13 total people who visit this thing. 3 of them are online, one of which is me.
Real popular. Real popular stuff.
It's a popular place. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. I went through all of them. They're all not onions. So it lives up to its name.
I'm hitting my random button a couple times trying to get something going here. But because I'm not gilded like our wealthy friend across the way here.
I'm getting Manchester United.
Stepdad.
You got Manchester United.
Whose stepdad bought him.
Arsenal this weekend, actually.
Kick-ass synthesizer.
My squad. I know. Got that kick-ass synth. All right. So I'll do a couple randoms, see what we dig up, and then we'll...
What the fuck? The cape for the synth keeps coming off.
It's because it's got too much energy.
It's coming off.
All right. Random.
Oh, what is this?
Fargo, the show, place. This is, man, did you guys watch Fargo?
No.
Oh, such a good
show.
So
good.
Oh,
yes.
It's fucking incredible.
It's a must watch.
Bizarre Buildings. This is a really good sub. Damn. Small collection of Frank. Oh, this is literally just Bizarre Buildings. That's amazing.
Oh, cool.
A small collection of Frank Gehry exteriors. Yeah, he's
that's
weird. He's
really
a weirdo.
Cool.
Botanical porn. That's a fun one.
Ooh. Nice.
Just flowers.
That's beautiful.
Flowers.
Which is interesting because flowers, the whole point of them being good looking is so they can attract bees, which then pollinate the next flower.
Yeah.
Right. They're getting pleasured constantly. They're just like legs akimbo. Let's get it on.
Pretty much, yeah.
What a weird
legs akimbo.
Nature, man. It's great. cool, Dan. Cool.
Oh,
Dan.
What is this? Is interesting. Gatekeeping. So this is I think this is dedicated. Love posts like this. It's like, oh, you think your handwriting special? So this is people who are.
Oh, funny. When someone takes it upon themselves to decide who does or does not have access to rights or a right. community or identity. So, example, I love punk bands like Green Day. Ugh, they're not even punk. They totally sold out.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate people like that. I love Harry Potter. I'm such a geek. Hardly. Talk to me when you're into physics. And it's like, fuck you. That's so funny.
That's a good point, because Harry Potter's just watching.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Gatekeeping. That's what it is. It's like, stop gatekeeping. Like, right. I'm allowed to say I'm a geek.
Yeah.
It's like clicks. It's so like funny. This is like nerd clicks.
That we should do this one.
This
sometime.
Is a really good one, actually. We're definitely gonna do this one.
You click on the best randoms.
I know, dude.
It's because of your options.
What is this is options, like money options, I think.
Like futures and options?
Futures and options. Less interesting. Kind of interesting.
I don't know much about it.
Dexter. Dexter, I heard Dexter ended really bad.
Yeah. I think it peaked at like when that white guy serial killer was like on, and then it just went downhill. Well, the last thing I want to say is this actual clickhole headline, which is a life story. Stepping up. When this man's brother died, he took it upon himself to discourage his niece's art career.
Wait, what? What was that one more time?
Stepping up. When this man's brother died, he took it upon himself to discourage his niece's art career. That's
amazing.
Beautiful. Grab a box of tissues, because this story is about to make you feel some big time feels.
Oh, dads.
Oh, I love it. Dads. Well, no one can ever take the place of Sophie's father. It's seriously heartwarming to see John step up to the plate like this. Sophie is so lucky to have an uncle she can always turn to for love, guidance, and stacks of brochures for MBA programs handed to her at every family holiday. Here's to you, John.
That's incredible.
That's beautiful.
We can all relate to that.
Yeah.
You got any more over there, Friday?
No, I'm stuck on clickhole.
It's the best. It really is the best. All right.
Find out what Magnus Carlsen, Kate Hudson, and Tom Hanks have to say.
They're all misquoted. Yeah.
But that works.
I know. It's amazing.
People
that is like the click. That's clickhole. Damn, dude, check this one out. Deals. Just deals.
Deals.
Just coupons. Yeah.
That's a great one.
This is a great man. We should. This is how we get our sponsor money. We got to go on here and just tell people about all the deals.
Oh, this is great. I love Saved You a Click, which is the back end to Clickhole on Reddit.
Right.
So the headline reads, real life Jurassic Park could be heading to Japan very soon. That's the headline.
Right.
And then behind it says, just a theme park with animatronic dinosaurs instead of genetically made beasts like Steven Spielberg's film. So it's like, I don't need to read that article.
Exactly.
Because I know you're baiting me in, and it's bullshit. Which, Saved how much, the what's click, the percentage yeah. of... It's got to be 75% of what's online.
Yeah.
Is a clickbait.
Here we go. I found a really good one. Men kissing. it's just gay dudes kissing each other.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. A lot of dick touching too. Oh yeah. Those are gay dudes.
So the Electoral College votes went on December 19th or something like that.
Is that when it is?
It's coming up. And there's this whole petition to get them to
vote. So
vote by way of
so Hillary. They haven't technically voted yet, is that the idea?
They have to still cast their ballots December 17th or 19th or 21st or
interesting,
it's in that range. That's if the process, god man, if you have faith in the process, that's a legal,
it's one legal way out, huh?
Molotov cocktail. Yeah,
I mean, we'll see what happens before the election, because maybe, or before he goes in. I heard an interview with one of his advisors the other day citing the Japanese internment camps as an effective tool.
Oh, damn.
It was an interview with Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly was like, you're not really citing those, are you? He was just like, well, I'm not like supporting them. I'm just saying that they worked. And he was like
Megyn
Kelly's just like, you're not, you can't,
but you're that not is
supporting. Do that. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I actually really like her. I think she's a.
I do too.
She's become a good palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Romeo and Juliet of this story. The Electoral College votes in Hillary Clinton. That day, she kills herself because she doesn't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh my God! They find her in the bathroom.
And then we keep Barack.
Usain.
Right.
Huge Sane.
Huge Sane.
Obama.
Huge Sane.
That's my new conspiracy.
And what if so? You think like maybe she would have a stab wound and Bill would have a stab wound and they'd be on like a stone tablet together?
69 stab.
Yes.
69 stab.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
Stab me, and I stab you.
That's that. That would fit with Baba Vanga's prediction that Obama would be the last president.
It would. That's it that's totally kind would. Of. Oof.
That's man. Yeah.
You heard it here first on Did You Read It?
Baba Vanga, guys.
I mean, your conspiracy is still alive.
Yeah.
Every day.
I've been talking about it for a year now. I think. Yeah. So. Good money's work. Leaning.
Oh boy! Hope you placed your bets in Vegas.
Baba Vangus.
Baba Vangus. All right.
Viva this is, Baba Vangus.
This is Did You Read It? I'm It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
And my free day.
We will be back next week with maybe Gatekeeper or something.
That would be fun.
That would be a fun one. So.
Sick.